Senator Rick Scott's Democrat challenger refuses to disavow non-citizen voting. By Bradley J. on September 4, 2024. Florida Senate candidate Debbie Mucarsel Powell is campaigning on protecting democracy. But she appears more passionate about election integrity overseas than in her own nation. The one-term congresswoman born in Ecuador is fighting to take out Senator Rick Scott, RFL, after being defeated in 2020 by Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL. The incumbent and challenger have sparred on border security and election integrity. Breitbart News reached out to Mucarsel Powell's campaign to ask if she believes illegals should vote in American elections and if she would support the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility SAVE Act legislation to bar non-citizens from voting in federal election by expanding proof of citizenship requirements and imposing voter roll purge requirements on states. The bipartisan bill, which passed the House in July with 5 Democrats but has not seen action in the Senate, is gaining steam on the campaign trail and in Washington with Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, planning to attach the SAVE Act to a continuing resolution to keep the government funded beyond the current September 30th deadline. Mucarsel Powell's campaign did not respond to Breitbart's inquiry asking her stance on the issue. Several days after Breitbart's unanswered inquiry to Mucarsel Powell, Newsweek published an exclusive interview with her on Venezuela, immigration, and Rick Scott. In the interview, Mucarsel Powell extensively discussed the significance of election integrity in Venezuela, accusing, accurately if not also ironically, dictator Nicolas Maduro of trying to steal an election and targeting the opposition. She also used the interview to bash Scott over his support of Donald Trump. Mucarsel Powell appeared to use the friendly interview to proactively address her view on the SAVE Act, but she ignored the substance of the issue. Dismissing the bill as political theater, Mucarsel Powell once again refused the opportunity to disavow non-citizen voting in American elections. "We've seen an incitement of violence against immigrants because of these talking points that Rick Scott continues to use, and a lot of them are completely false," she told Newsweek. "I can tell you that the latest thing, and I'm going to tell you this before you even ask me the question, is that they're saying that we should pass a law to make it illegal for non-US citizens to vote. Well, we already have laws on the books that say that it's illegal if you are not a US citizen, you cannot vote." She continued, "Let's set the record straight right now. They're again using a false talking point to divide, to make it seem as if this country does not have laws. Rick Scott maybe should look at the book that we have of laws in our country." But Republicans argue laws preventing non-citizen voting are ineffective without guardrails put in place. Non-citizens register to vote and in many cases have voted, because existing federal law makes it far too easy to do so. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, who introduced the bill in the Senate, posted on X Tuesday, "That is why we need the SAVE Act." Representative Chip Roy, RTX, wrote an op-ed for Breitbart Wednesday deconstructing the Democrat argument that non-citizen voting is already against the law. They failed to mention that the Supreme Court's interpretation of current federal law literally prevents states from verifying the citizenship status of individuals registering to vote in federal elections, Roy said. They further failed to tell you that multiple Democrat-run jurisdictions are actively working to register non-citizens to vote. The SAVE Act fixes each of these problems. Mucarsel Powell's campaign website's issues page includes a section titled Security and Democracy First. The page mentions addressing the crisis at our border in passing as well as the importance of defending democracy abroad, with no explicit mention of defending American democracy. "We must maintain American strength and competitiveness," the page reads. Debbie knows that starts with addressing the crisis at our borders and defending democracy abroad. Scott has championed the SAVE Act in the Senate and been outspoken on the need to prioritize election integrity in our own elections as a key component of reducing the incentive for illegal immigration. "Speaker Johnson is doing the right thing by attaching the SAVE Act to the spending bill," Scott posted on X. "Anyone who feels non-citizens should be voting in our elections needs to answer to the American people." The House returns from its summer recess Monday and is expected to move quickly to pass the stopgap spending bill coupled with the SAVE Act. That course would give Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, a choice between ignoring the House bill or cajoling enough Republicans to cross the aisle and vote for a clean CR without election integrity measures. The deadline to fund the government is September 30th. We want to fund government and we are out to do it through next year so the next president has the opportunity to make sure he fixes the budget. And we ought to make sure non-citizens don't vote, Scott said on Fox News. If Chuck Schumer doesn't believe in those things, let him make that decision. Regardless how that battle plays out, the issue of border security will not go away. To demonstrate her supposed bona fides on border security, Mukarzal Powell touts the 2024 pro-migration bill championed by Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. That failed pro-migration bill, which Senator Roger Marshall recently told Breitbart was all smoke and mirrors, was negotiated behind closed doors by a phalanx of Democrat senators and Republican Senator James Lankford, ROK. Support for the bill collapsed within hours after its details leaked. Despite characterization of the bill by its negotiators, as Breitbart has reported, the doomed legislation increased legal immigration levels while expediting work permits for migrants released into the United States, and most infamously, permitting tens of thousands of migrants to cross the border every week before the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, could use any type of border controls. Vice President Kamala Harris has said if elected she will not only support that bill but ensure it is signed into law. Bradley Jay is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJay.